entertain? Are you not entertained?
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're listening to the French Press Podcast, where we discuss events from our lives. Welcome to the French Press Podcast. This is episode 203.
And it's Tuesday, October 3rd, 2017.
And way to be on that, Layton.
Thanks.
That one wasn't drug out like normal.
You're right.
I feel like you've disappointed our fans in some way.
I have.
We did discuss this last week.
Something to get out of the way right away. You may have noticed that it is the first Tuesday of the month. And normally we'd be graced by Mr. Dave's presence. However, because his presence is in higher demand at school than previous years, he's taking a little bit of a hiatus from joining us on the podcast on a regular basis. But
is he?
But he will be back. He will be back. Just not for a few months. Maybe after Christmas sometime.
At least he's coming back. We need him.
Yeah.
We need him. He is the lifeblood of our weird stories from history.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that. I thought you were going to say of the podcast. I was like,
well, I was
going to
say
Jeff,
that, but
that's you.
I feel like I'm not that either.
But we do have feedback, and what better way to get started than some feedback about Jeff?
Ooh, Jeffy feedback.
Yes. All three of us received a text message from my aunt, Deborah, who is the owner at Main Street Coffee House, where we held our live podcast. And she said she was driving down the road with her son, Carson. And he said, "Mom, I just love Jeff's story. I just love how he started out at McDonald's and ended up a businessman at PWI. I just hope I can be like that sometime."
Oh my goodness, Jeff.
And yeah, then, I thought that was pretty cool.
And then Deborah went on to ask him if Jeff is pretty much his hero. And he said, "Well, I never really said it, but I think he is." I'd like to think that we're doing that a lot on the podcast, inspiring people to new heights, to more than what they ever dreamed.
Or new depths.
Into the deepest, darkest valleys. One of the two. Either way, if you're being moved, we're doing our job well.
So we're either driving you to success or driving you up the wall.
Either one, I'm satisfied
both
with.
Both are equally
important.
As long as we're driving you somewhere.
We did have some other feedback. We were sent a Jeff jingle via the Facebook Messenger, and I told Jeff about that. So I know he's got that lined up at some point here in the future. That was from Ben Latin. Thank you, Ben, for that. And we've got had some feedback from Ken Miller.
Wait, Ben Latin?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe he's dating someone from
the
church.
Yeah, he is. I had no idea that he listens to this podcast. I had no idea.
His suggestion was pretty good, and it is definitely coming up.
Very good. Well, that's great. Thanks, Ben.
In fact, I guess I'll just read what he sent along with his suggestion.
Yeah, let's do the.
He said
the quote:
"A suggestion for Jeffy's jingles, all the way from Minnesota. I've gone back a ways in your podcast, streaming them as I work up here, just a stone's throw from the beautiful northern shores of Lake Superior." And then he goes on to talk about the song, and we'll save that until Jeffy actually plays the song. And then Ken Miller, he just said that we have confirmed yet again that your vote doesn't matter, or your vote matters, it just doesn't count when you had Layton tell another bathroom story.
Yes.
I thought that was voted down, LOL.
It was, and we are being consistent.
Yes.
And he did.
Our shirts would mean nothing if we weren't consistent.
Right. We need the shirts to sell well.
Yeah.
He went on to say that you do need to do the live broadcast annually. And we're going to get to the vote, the actual votes that came in from the website.
Okay.
Ruben, we should, as we're contemplating this, be sipping something delicious, don't you think?
Jeff, you are so brilliant.
You really are the lifeblood of your segments.
What do you have in mind, Jeff?
Well, last week, Layton's testing of the two hot chocolates inspired me.
Oh,
and I was like, you know what? There's this really good kind of hot chocolate that I haven't had in a long time, and I should get some again because it's really good. And the same company also makes some hot cider.
Speaking of hot things, We had a pot that was sitting on the stove that is probably boiling at this point.
Oh, yeah, let's not use a coffee maker for hot water. It'll taste like coffee. No, let's sink up the whole house with burnt water.
Wait, burnt
someone's
water?
Someone's phone is just buzzing.
That? I do smell it.
It's water that's burnt.
Well, why did you bring it in?
Because it was too hot.
I left a little.
But I need two of them.
No, you don't.
You can just set it on top of Amish. You can just set it on Amish John.
It's plastic.
Plastic melts at much higher temperatures than what.
Here's a piece of paper.
That does smell really strongly. Ruben, have you destroyed another object?
I know. When I was filling the little teapot, that looked kind of antique, and it was.
Are you sure?
Man, that does stink.
Just open it up and see what it is. It's probably all the
tablet.
It's probably dead spiders that were inside.
Yeah. Ruben, are you sure you put water in there?
Yes.
And not flesh?
Ah! Oh.
Anyway, what I was starting to say, I destroyed my aunt Trish's antique shovel when we were trying to kill a mouse a couple of years ago. And now I felt like I was going to destroy her antique-ish looking teapot that Layton claims has never been used before. But it didn't crack or break.
This is the first time that I smell
burnt water.
Water vapor.
I'm wondering. Stinks. Okay, here's
my. There's a mouse in there.
Here's my theory.
I rinsed it out.
Are you making rat stew? Is that what the trick is?
Here's my theory. This thing has been on the stove for years, and probably never been used. So therefore, it's never been washed, and all the oils of cooking have, over time, seeped their way inside of it and on the outside of it, and the heating of it created the oil.
Well, I could see if it's never been heated before, maybe it's never fully been purified. You know how don't some things you need to like get them really hot before you want to, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like to purify.
Yeah, I love how you were like trying and then you just gave up. I don't know. All right.
So anyways,
are you going to give us
back to this stuff? Okay. Yeah. So you guys have your choice and we made hot water so you can choose another choice afterwards, but we have chocolate, mint, truffle, hot cocoa, and caramel apple cider. And I think myself, I'm going to choose some caramel apple cider. This is a fallish day, and I feel in the mood for some of this. So I'm going to put a healthy two scoops or two half scoops in here. That's it.
Just a top notification?
Yeah.
Your iPhone's been updated? No.
I didn't realize that you had to be notified that you got a software update.
What were you saying, Jeff?
Well, I was just saying that I choose the cider, and you guys may choose your own choice.
Did you know, Jeff, that some people think that we don't treat you as an equal?
We treat you like as if you're greater than us. And they tell us, why do you do that?
I feel like you aren't treating me any different than you would normally, so I'm fine with it.
That we just privilege with being on the podcast.
To those of you who think that, you may be right, but I still agree to hang out with these guys, so it's fine.
Well, Jeff, I always do like when you have food and drinks for us to try, and you do it quite frequently. I'm very impressed. Can I have the spoon to stir?
This cider is so good.
Okay, while we're stirring here, continue on, Jeff. Why are we sampling this? Or what?
Well,
I know what inspired it, but what is special about these two flavors?
This has become a favorite of mine throughout the winter months. To get this, it's called the company is called Stevens, and they make gourmet hot chocolate and cider and such. And I tell you, it is gourmet, and it is the best. I have yet to find hot chocolate or hot cider that beats this. It is quite good. And it stirs in. It's the powder so fine, it just stirs delightfully into your drink.
I hate to complain, but I do like candy and stuff. The only thing I don't like is the combination of chocolate and mint. And I should have looked a little more closely.
You should have chosen the cider.
I should have chosen the cider because I chose the mint truffle.
Well, here, I'll swap cups with you so you can try the cider because I do really enjoy the.
Don't drink out of his cup. He's unclean. He's unclean, Ruben.
I have another cup.
Oh, good.
This is a little bit weak, Ruben. Late not.
It is good, Jeff.
I like mint and chocolate.
I've never heard of Stevens branded gourmet.
You know,
powdered flavor.
I hadn't either until, well, my sister works at this store called Second Chance Discount, and they buy, like, scratch and dent goods. Before it was Second Chance Discount, the previous owners, two years ago.
That sounds like...
The dented can.
No, it sounds like a story that put out by Christian Light Publications.
It does.
A story that they would write.
I think the reason it's called Second Chance is because it used to be Pine Hill Discount. And they kind of like fizzled and sold out, and now it's been given a second chance. I have no idea.
Why did they just give it a second chance? But anyways, Pine Hill Discount.
Back when this was Pine Hill Discount, they had this one time, this stuff, and it was like out of date or whatever, but it was still good. And we got some, and we were just blown away by the amazingness thereof. And so we, I looked into it and bought some more, and it's been kind of a, yeah.
So if you, it's also gluten free.
If you want to try it, you can probably find it on Amazon. Maybe not Walmart. But
I found it on Amazon, and it's actually fairly affordable. Like it's expensive for hot chocolate, but it's still like way cheaper per cup than going to Starbucks or the coffee shop or whatever you want to, you know, wherever you get your hot chocolate.
Can I read that they have a little?
Yeah, read it. Go ahead.
A little
blurb.
Blurb. Yeah, on the side of their can. It says, made from only the finest ingredients, Stephen's Gourmet Hot Cocoa is quite simply the richest, creamiest, most flavorful cocoa you have ever tasted. We guarantee it. Stephen's, it's that good. Mm.
I wouldn't say it's the most creamy I've ever had, but it definitely has the, it just has a good, well-rounded flavor with no weird aftertaste or anything like that.
I'd like to try it with hot milk instead of hot water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can do that as well.
I would also like to compare it to Hershey's and Nestle's.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather just compare it to Nestle's. Let's really compare the two best right away.
Hershey already lost this fight.
The case of that would give me a good reason just to buy the plain hot chocolate. They have plain hot chocolate. They have white hot chocolate. They have chocolate mint hot chocolate. They have candy cane hot chocolate, which actually has pieces of candy cane in it. They have marshmallow hot chocolate.
Wouldn't candy cane... What's the flavor of candy cane?
I thought it was mint.
Mint.
But the difference is...
It has bits
It actually
in it.
Has pieces of candy cane in it. And the flavor is slightly different, but not that much. The mint flavor comes from the candy cane, and so the more you drink, the pieces all fall to the bottom, and they like it gets stronger the more you drink it.
That's kind of
it's a different experience.
All right, let's move on.
Sounds like
and
an
then
adventure.
They also, wait, adventure I'm not done explaining all their, they have more flavors. They have hazelnut hot chocolate.
Are you going to read them all off?
And the last one is Mexican hot chocolate.
Okay, now I'm interested. What is Mexican
that
hot chocolate?
Disgusting.
I think it's spicy. I think it's actually spicy.
Mm.
That sounds gross. I am not sold in the least.
I don't know. Sometimes spicy and sweet can be good. The Dutch Kettle, they have this jam, mango habanero, and it's spicy.
You're referring to the raspberry jalapeno.
No.
But
no,
wait,
no, no.
Before we just start discussing this, favorite. Did we get a sponsorship from them?
We didn't. You're right.
Some unnamed business has this.
Some unnamed business has a certain product that we enjoy.
On the occasion. We'll leave it at that until compensation. Anyway, feedback. Getting back to that.
Getting back to feed.
You know, we always tell people to send us something.
What do you mean?
Just whatever. And so,
you mean like as far as feedback?
Well, feedback or just if they see a story that's interesting or whatever. So my mother sent this, and it's a really long story, but primarily it's about people living in the 1500s.
Okay.
And I'm just going to read a short paragraph from that. It's like I'm not sure why she sent it, to be honest, but I guess it's interesting. Okay, back in the 1500s, they used to use urine to tan animal skins. So families used to all pee in a pot, and then once a day they would take that pot and sell it to the tannery, or tanner.
The tannerite.
If you had to survive this way, you were piss poor. And so, as far as I know, maybe that's where piss poor came from. Did you guys have any feedback?
No, not really. I don't think so.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I didn't. No one really.
There was one other. I guess something a little bit.
I love how you like kind of you were like on the edge of sharing this. You're like, I guess I'll.
This is Layton. I'm going to choose my own word of the week because I can. This is Ruben. I'm going to get mad at Layton for choosing my own word of the week, and then act all respectful about letting other people choose where I really want to just do my own thing.
I'm lost.
Well, in this scenario, you were like, kind of like trying to be nice and not wanting to force all your feedback upon us, but you know you secretly wanted to tell us this bit of feedback as well.
Fine. You caught me red-handed. It's
good deduction.
It's subtle. It's subtle, and actually, the feedback has to do with the word of the week. I was talking to my girlfriend Carmen.
Oh my!
And I was telling her that we were thinking about doing a different ending to the podcast, which is something that came up organically last week, mm-hmm. called "Get to the Point," mm-hmm. and it was organic the way it came about. And I told her that we were thinking about maybe making that more of a regular thing. And then she asked, what about word of the week? And I said, well, I'm not sure. I told her, I know you like it, Layton.
I do.
And I'm not sure if anyone else does, but I'm kidding.
I think other people do. I think
if you're nervous. No, she likes it.
I think if we have this much dispute about it, we should really have a poll question.
No, we want to go.
Jeff, sit down. Sit down.
Get back in your corner.
No, if you're worried that I'm going to get offended that we would nix the word of the week to make room for get to the point, I would actually be willing to relinquish my word of the week privileges if, and this is a big if, the get to the point segment has just as good, if not better, content.
Here's the truth. I
think it could possibly could.
I think it could be better. I think it would be better. But okay. the word of the week thing, I actually think it's great and I like it. I just enjoy teasing the idea of getting rid of it just to watch your
right
reaction.
Out of me.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And now the purpose of teasing has been defeated.
No, it's still there.
No, because
okay. we might actually drop it for this get to the point.
We've wasted so much time here at the beginning talking about nonsense.
This is waste. This is content.
But we do have some meaty topics to get to.
Some things that were teased
last week. Layton, you said you wanted to lament about the new iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, I feel like your lamentation may have grown bigger than just the iPhone. It may be your whole
of the
Apple,
iPhone.
My Apple Outlook.
Yes. Good way to
Thank
put it.
You. Thank you.
So the floor is yours.
What's
been happening?
All right.
That was your cue. I don't have an iPhone, so I can't really chime in that much on this one.
Well, Ruben, I don't know where to start. Should I first start with my personal experience, which would be more like a story?
Tell us your life story.
Or should I go with my lament?
Tell us.
Which is a little bit more of a tech tip.
Yeah. Go with the story.
Okay. Let's start out with a story. Of a man with a laptop that is under warranty. This all started, it's been so long ago. It's been such a long struggle. I can barely remember.
Twas at Hillcrest.
It was last Monday night.
Oh.
The Monday night. No.
No, because you... Because
I would have said it on the podcast.
Yeah, you brought it Tuesday, and I looked at it Tuesday.
That's right.
So it was Wednesday. No, you were going to go that night.
I did go that night.
Yes.
Okay.
Tuesday night, a week ago.
So my wife's laptop suddenly fried, or it doesn't turn on. It does not turn on. We've charged it, whatever. It is a MacBook Pro. And so I took it to Ruben. Last week, Tuesday night, after we were done recording the podcast, I said, Ruben, look at my MacBook Pro. What is wrong with it doesn't turn on? And he said, you need to take it into the Apple Store. So, and I was like, okay, good. The Apple Store, they will give me support. They support their customers. Don't they, Ruben?
Oh, they do.
They do. so well. They have an entire store dedicated to supporting their customers, unlike most other brands.
Is there a Dell store, an HP store?
I doubt it.
It's called Best Buy.
There used to be a Gateway store.
Serious?
Oh, yeah.
Hmm. What was the
I know they have a few Microsoft stores around, but not very many.
It was the gateway to cheap laptops.
That is probably true.
Anyway.
Although back then, any laptop was thousands of dollars.
It's true.
It was. Thousands of dollars in repairs.
I didn't want to spend thousands of dollars in repairs. Anyway, so after the podcast, he looks at it. He says, you need to take it into an Apple store. I say, okay, fine then. I'm going to do it tonight yet. So I quickly, after the podcast last Tuesday night, I rush home. I grab my wife's laptop, and I grab my wife, and we go up to the Apple store.
The laptop under one arm and your wife under the other.
That's right. Both have a warranty.
Do you know if you had a warranty?
I wasn't sure, but you kind of said that I do. I assumed
that you did because the laptop was less than, it was about a year and a half old.
Yeah, something like that.
Actually, no, it wasn't even that old. It was under a year old.
Okay. So, get up to the Apple store. Oh, they close at 9 o'clock. So, Ruben, we get in there at 8:43, something like that, walking into the Apple store.
Okay.
Would you expect help?
Yes.
They did not. They said, no one's available to help you.
I would expect...
You need to set up an appointment for another day.
I would expect them to at least look at it.
They did.
And give you some kind of diagnosis, like, we can leave it here, we'll work on it tomorrow morning.
Nothing. There was a guy there was a greeter that greeted me at the door and said, none of our geniuses are available to look at your laptop. You'll have to come in another day. With still 17 minutes left before they closed. That was it. So, fine. I drove all the way up to Mishawaka for no reason. But,
did you at least go to Longhorn Steakhouse?
No, I just drove home. I think.
It was getting late. It was almost 9 o'clock.
But yeah. They're open till 11.
But I was tired already at that point. I just wanted to go home. Anyway, so we set up an appointment for Thursday, which is 2 days from then, at 5:15 in the afternoon, in the evening. So, Thursday rolls around. Me and my wife, we're running late. We get there at the Apple store. Drive all the way up to Mishawaka. Get there at 5:30. And he adds us to the list of appointments. Or whatever. We're in a queue of people, apparently.
But you're no longer at the top of the queue.
You're very, very right. You're so insanely right. So he tells us, go ahead and wait at the Genius Bar. And I figure, hey, this is like prime real estate. This is right at the bar where they're supposed to... That's where they help their computer users. Not... Up at the bar normally? No.
Was the Genius Bar at the very back counter, or was it around like a square table that
everyone
sat?
No, it's at the very back counter.
Oh, so. Yeah. If you're back there, I would assume you're going to get help really quickly.
I do, too. I mean, because I feel like...
they're literally backed up to the wall.
you're sitting at the Genius Bar. It's where the geniuses hang out. It's where they social help customers, you know? So we start sitting there. We start sitting there at 5:35, let's say. It wasn't very long. He sent us straight back there as soon as we walked in. And we get the laptop out and set it out. And we sit there. And we sit. And we sit. Soon a half hour goes by. And I'm starting to get hungry. And we sit. And we sit. Then other people come in. And they start getting helped. Which is really good. That's great. At about 40... at an hour. After sitting there for an hour, I no longer could not just sit and wait. I had to do something. What would you do in my situation, Ruben?
Well, I know what I would do, but I also know what you would do. And you would play Hearthstone.
You're right. But no, I was so furious that I felt like I needed to do something.
Oh, To address the situation.
Yeah, to address the situation. What would you
do?
You're
no longer patiently waiting.
Oh, you're correct.
You're trying to move it up.
Oh, okay. Absolutely. I'm trying to get priority.
I would try to get the attention of a genius. So I would probably start with like a casual like glance and then maybe move up to a wave if that didn't work. And then if that didn't work, I would either verbally you know, say, hey, excuse me. And if that wouldn't work, I'd go back up to the front of the store,
mm-hmm.
and talk to the greeter.
Okay.
And ask them what the situation is.
Okay.
Is what I would do.
All right. That's fair. That's not, I did not do that. At an hour.
Did you start by standing up on the Genius Bar?
I thought about taking my expensive paperweight and throwing it onto the ground, thinking that that might get some attention. And if it didn't, then I would go to the nearest genius that was helping someone else that had come in after us. I would go to him and say, hey, there's a broken, busted paperweight that you call a laptop sitting on the ground over there in pieces.
And I don't know who put
it
there.
You can go ahead and fix it, and when it's done, call me. That's what I wanted to do. I didn't do that. What I did do was go to the Twitters.
Okay, I have to stop here because this is the last thing I would have expected Layton to do. We both signed up for Twitter several years ago.
Yep.
In fact, I think it was probably back in 2011 or 12. And I do use it some. Layton, I know, does not use it ever.
I don't have the app. If that tells you anything.
I don't
have the app.
This shocks
years.
Me that you went to the Twitter.
The reason I saw it, the reason I thought of Twitter, is because Apple has a couple screens in the back, on the back, the very back wall of the store, with the same video that replays every 1 minute and 23 seconds.
Mm. Did you actually time it?
No, but I wanted you to think that I did. But I did watch it many times. It looped so many times. And they, one of their things in one of their slides, it says, contact us. And it shows the different symbols: Facebook, Instagram, text message, phone.
Text message?
You can text them.
Oh, wow.
And Twitter. And I was like, you know what? I don't want this to be a private conversation. I want people to see it. I want this to be public knowledge. I want this to be on public record. So I tweet at Apple Support. And I this is an official Twitter account representing Apple's support. And I say, is it normal for your customers to wait over an hour after their appointment to get help at one of your stores? And I didn't get a response. And then at about an hour and 15 minutes, I then decide Twitter's not enough. I need to go to the front of the store and talk to the guy who originally greeted me and told me to go sit at the back of the store. So I go up to him and I'm like, hey, so where are we? Do you know how long of a wait there will be? Rather than giving me a timeline, he says, yeah, that guy that came in way after you, he's ahead of you yet. And then it's you. So you're second in line to a guy that came in after you.
Did he really say that?
No, but I saw his name. And it just, he pointed.
But he did come in after you.
Oh, for sure.
Did he have an appointment, or was he a walk-in?
He looked like a walk-in. He came in, like, hobbling.
He was a hobbling.
But he was in serious distress.
The greeter or the hobbler?
The hobbler. He, like, checked back with him several times throughout, and he had, like, a really worried look on his face. Like he had just lost his term paper, and it was on his MacBook, and he can't find it anywhere.
He didn't have a backup.
He looked like a college student in distress. Like, he just failed the midterm or something. It was great. Anyway, so finally, an hour and 40 minutes, a genius finally comes and looks at my laptop. He tries to turn it on twice, which took less than 5 minutes to try twice to turn it on. And he says, oh, you need to send it in. So what you're saying is, like, you can't fix it here. Like, no, we have way too many laptops in the back that need to be fixed. Okay. So I said, for future reference, can I send it in myself? So, oh, yeah, you could totally send it from your house. That'll be fine. So really, what you're telling me is I have gone up here twice And I've waited an hour and 45 minutes.
Really? For how long you waited? You could have driven back home and back up again at least one time, maybe even twice.
Maybe even twice. But I've wasted tons of time waiting to get support from you when really I could get more support just from your website and sending it in. And just to let you know, if you would buy, I mean, I don't know this for sure, but I'm fairly certain if you would buy a laptop from HP, Dell, Lenovo, Sony, and it would fail within a year, I think you could send that in.
They all have like a 1 year warranty.
You could send it in. So it's great. You get to, with Apple, not only do you get the same support, but you also get to waste more time as an off-brand laptop. It's great. You do get more with Apple. You get way more with Apple. It's so good. So that's my story. And I was so furious.
You didn't even tell them the whole thing yet.
You're right. I'm not even done yet. So when he finally helps me and tells me that we need to send it in, we have to fill out a form of information saying what's wrong with the laptop, what's the password to get onto the laptop if they would actually manage to power it on, and where to ship it back to, my shipping information, so where I live. All that stuff, we need to fill that out. And the genius has a iPad in front of him, and he's filling all that information out. And then he gives me the iPad. I put in my information as far as shipping and stuff. And then he tries to save it as a PDF that can be shipped with the laptop.
Print it and then ship, yeah.
Right, print it and then ship it. But when he tries to export it as a PDF on his iPad, it throws an error. It says that there's a system error. And he's like, oh, it's not working. Let me try it again. So he starts a new form. He puts in all the stuff that's wrong with it. I put in my shipping information again. Tries to export it again as a PDF. Oh, it doesn't work. Let's just try it one more time. So he puts in everything wrong with the laptop. I put in my shipping information a third time. Oh, it didn't work again. Wait. Let's do a system status check. Is it down? He goes to like some guy that's like,
Was he wearing a different color shirt? Like, was he wearing a red shirt instead of the normal blue?
It was gray.
Gray.
With a hoodie. But he definitely worked at Apple because he was standing behind the Genius Bar, but he was like scheduling one of their classes or keynotes or something that they're going to have in the store. And so he's like, hey, could you check the system status to see if it's down? And the other dude who looks like a mid-40s, actually let's go 50-year-old, who's trying to look like a young hipster. He's like trying to keep up.
Skinny jeans, or what is he wearing?
It's just his haircut. It's like short and wispy. Really, really short on the sides. Really short. And then like wispy flowing.
On the top.
On the top.
Okay.
Kind of like one of those little troll thingies.
Yeah. He looked like a 50-year-old troll. Anyways, he's like, oh, yeah, it's down. Okay. So then our genius gets out a piece of paper, and we fill out the shipping information on this piece of paper, and he's writing down what's wrong. In the meanwhile, he's kind of like using his other finger to like keep on tapping export, 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 export on his iPad, and then it finally exports. I was like, oh, okay. Takes the paper, crumples it up. Done. He was like so glad because he was afraid of getting paper cuts or something. He's not used to handling real paper, I could tell. So they take the laptop, they send it in, whatever. We finally get to leave, and I am so hungry.
At this point, what time is it? You got there, you said your appointment was at 5:15, you got there at 5:30.
We left around 7 o'clock then.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you went to Longhorn Steakhouse.
No, we went to Panera Bread, and I was like impressed with their service.
Panera Bread.
Yeah, they like served me like right away.
Do you think you should maybe take your laptop there next time instead of?
They could probably send it in for me faster than what Apple did.
Probably have free Wi-Fi. You could probably just done it there.
I could have done it there. You're right. Anyways, supposedly they fixed it. They tried to ship it to my house today, which would be 4 or 5 days later. And I wasn't there to sign for it, so they didn't actually drop it off. Mm. But they're going to drop it
off. Post office or UPS?
FedEx.
FedEx.
Mm. So we'll see if it's actually fixed or not. Because believe it or not, that does happen. When people send stuff in and then they don't fix it and they just send it right back. Because there was a lady right next to me that had an Apple Watch that the screen was literally like bubbled out because the battery was swelling up. And she said, good. I have Apple Care and I sent this in and they sent it back to me just like this. In the box, nicely wrapped and everything. Screen cracked and like just distorted.
That's actually bad. Like the battery that does that can blow up.
Oh yeah, it's a lithium ion battery.
It'll be interesting to see if when you do get your laptop back to see if it is working, and you'll need to let us know then.
But it was under warranty. That's nice.
Hey, what you teased last week had nothing to do with this. You had wanted to complain about the new iPhone or talk about the new iPhone.
I do want
to
talk about the new
iPhone. So can we move over and talk about that? And then, Jeff, I think you also have a smartphone-related story.
A quick story. I found out.
Let's have your story first. And
Windows Phone
break.
Was not very successful. What? You've heard of Windows Phone. We've all seen it at one point or other.
I don't know if I've seen it in the wild. I've read about it.
I have.
And it seemed like a fairly decent operating system. I mean, I used it a little bit at one point.
It was unique.
I didn't use it as my own phone, but I messed around with somebody's phone that was using it. It was a decent, platform. Well, it's dead now. It's been dead for a little while. They just stopped producing them. And officially now, Bill Gates came out and announced, Bill Gates, the owner of Microsoft, actually said he is no longer using Windows Phone. And
he was like having an affair with another phone. And it finally comes out. Like, what phone is Bill Gates really handling? Whose fingerprint is on his home button? Like.
Anyway, I am curious. What phone is he using?
So he's actually using an Android phone.
Okay.
And people, now he won't actually come out and say what phone he's using because that would be endorsing a product. And he probably doesn't want to do that unless he gets paid. But people are pretty sure that it's the Samsung Galaxy S8 Microsoft Edition, which there is one of those.
Microsoft Edition? Yeah. Does it come with like a OneNote and Word and Excel?
Yeah, it comes pre-bundled with Office 365 and stuff like that. So
that seems like a very Microsoft thing to do. They always bundle extra unwanted software.
No, Samsung does that.
Well, Microsoft definitely does as well.
Yeah, you're right.
Bundling your Norton antivirus with a 30-day trial.
So nice.
Well, I think that's the PC manufacturer, actually.
Oh, that is true.
If you get a straight copy of Windows, it has nothing on it.
That is true. Okay.
In Europe, they're not even allowed to have Internet Explorer pre-installed. They got busted with an antitrust thing, and it's really weird.
So what browser are they allowed to have?
It doesn't have a browser, like.
You just have to install your own browser.
Install a browser.
You can install Internet Explorer if you want.
Yeah. But it's optional. It doesn't come preloaded.
So you would need to have it on a thumb drive if you want to install a browser to get onto the Internet.
I'm wondering if they have like a generic web browser that's not even theirs, like
a
generic one.
Command prompt to like search.
Type in this command. No, I don't know what they actually use, but like. Or no, maybe it comes pre-bundled, but it's not set as the default or something like that.
All right. Go ahead, Layton. What did you want to complain about the new iPhone?
Okay, Ruben. I want you to tell me what is new about the new iPhone 8.
The biggest thing is the processor. It's much, much faster.
It's faster. Okay, good. I'm glad it is.
Is the display better?
No.
I don't even know.
It isn't.
Thing that I care. I don't care about the cameras. I do care about the display, but I'm not getting the iPhone 8 because the iPhone 10 has the edge-to-edge display.
Exactly.
So that's the one I'm going to get. But the processor is much faster in the 8.
And which would be a standard upgrade for any phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyways.
Processor is better. The camera is better. The only thing that, like, that's kind of neat. Is that I found out that you can record at 240 frames a second at 1080p.
That's pretty good.
That is some high res, fast frame rate right
but
there.
But I think that's more of a, well, I'm not going to say for sure that it's a hardware thing, but I think it's more of a hardware thing because with it, increased processing power comes increased video capabilities.
Yes. Yeah. But that's
so basically you're frustrated that they're coming out with...
It has glass on its back. That's nice.
Basically you're saying it's barely an upgrade.
It's barely an upgrade.
I agree. But then don't get it. Get the 10.
Exactly.
And they've always had the former model, like they had the 6 and when they came out with the 6S, they also had the 6C, I think is what they mm-hmm. called it. And it was pretty much
it was a 5C.
Or 5C, it's like a cheaper version.
Yeah.
So.
Did they come out with a budget version of the 8?
I think they're just going to keep the 7 as the budget.
Okay.
Apple's marketing annoys me.
Why?
The fact that they make it sound like this is like a new phone.
It is faster. It is as fast as a 10. And you'll need faster processor for new apps that are going to come out.
I feel like they should have said it what it was, and it is a 7S.
Yeah, I agree.
It is totally a 7S. And then the iPhone 10, I think, is pretty awesome. Like, that is the phone to buy. But, like, why do they have to...
Why skip the number 9?
Yeah, why do they have to skip 9?
It's the 10th year anniversary.
Is it actually?
Windows did that too. They went from 8 to 10.
Yeah, they did. Mm-hmm. Why is everyone skipping 9? Why is 9 being neglected?
I think they ditched 9 because...
Make 9 great again.
9 was built off of Windows 8. It was basically an upgrade to Windows 8. And it wasn't that great, so they just ditched it and went straight to 10 because people hated 8. So there was actually a reason behind it.
I'd say the only good thing about the iPhone 8 coming out is that it made the iPhone 7 cheaper. And the iPhone 7 is a really good phone. I really like it.
I liked it. So, like, when you were starting this, mm-hmm. I thought you were going to complain about what's new. And you kind of did.
Right.
But people are complaining about what's so great about the new phone? Why don't they come up with something new? And I'd like to point us back to about 10 years ago, mm-hmm. or well, no, 11 years ago, when we were talking about, man, it'd be so cool to be able to watch a decently high-res video on my phone, or it'd be nice to be able to make, can you imagine making a video call on your phone like you do with Skype on your computer? No. That'd be kind of cool. That'll never happen. Or have a calendar that actually works instead of using numbers to punch in dates and times and navigate a screen that's awful. Well, we have all of that now. So if there is something that you actually want to see in a phone, like we were complaining about 10 or 11 years ago, then make it known. But pretty much, what more do you want your phone to do? Do you want it to be a projector? Do you want it to make coffee for you? What do you want it to do?
I think what's happening is Apple is using the iPhone 10. They want to push the iPhone 10. They want their next phone to be the iPhone 10. Mm-hmm. But you can't sell the iPhone 10
without having a really bad phone to go with it.
Well, no, without having an extremely high price for it, which they do. And so to accommodate for that or to compensate for that, they're also releasing a new normal iPhone that's the same price or, you know, the same price range
as
what
previous
the old
one year.
Yeah. So I feel like but in all honesty, their upgrade, I mean, I get it. They're Apple. They charge whatever they want for their stuff. But the iPhone 10, everything that the iPhone 10 has been in other phones for cheaper, considerably cheaper, like 20% cheaper.
But I'm going more after what and the edge-to-edge display is a big deal. And yeah, it's been in phones over the last probably, I don't know if 2 years, but at least the last year.
Yeah.
At least.
But I get annoyed at people that are wishing for, they don't know what they're wishing for. They're just wishing for something. This new phone, what's so great about it? What's so new about it?
It doesn't, the iPhone 8 doesn't seem to be that new. And it seems like a crime to be charging people like for the price of a new phone, and they're not really getting that much more. Except no,
you will not be able to run the biggest upgrade apps on it.
The biggest upgrade that you are getting is that your phone has 8 on it instead of 7.
No. You're like the phone I have now, the 7.
Yes.
In 2 years from now, if I would keep another 2 years, it will barely be able to run the apps that I want it to run.
Really?
Yes. Well, why do people always complain? They always people who get phones that are about 2 years old.
Yeah.
In a year from now, definitely in 2 years from then, when they're ready for their next upgrade, it barely works.
Right.
It's because it's underpowered for the apps that are available.
And you're right. However, I do think that there's a trend going on in technology where the newer systems are getting lighter weight, you have more processing power, but still require less of them, thereby saving battery. That's a huge push with Android, and I think in the end it's going to result in apps lasting a lot longer, or phones lasting a lot longer, because it requires less power to process the new apps.
And the, speaking of battery life, with that new processor,
mm-hmm.
because it is... it's much more efficient. It's faster. It's much more efficient. The battery life on the 8 will last, I don't know how much longer, but noticeably longer than what it did on the 7.
I could definitely, I definitely see battery life improvement as a big thing. I do see it as that. But it's just, if someone would say, hey, I'm thinking of upgrading, what phone should I get? What are you going to tell them?
No question, the 10.
Exactly. So what is the 8 doing here?
Well, some people might not want to spend the extra $200, or I'm not sure the difference is going to be with the contract.
The 10, yeah, I'm wondering about that as well. If you have to buy the 10 outright, or if it comes with
a
contract.
No, it'll come
with some sort of contract.
It'll still be a lot more expensive.
Yeah, it will.
Well, yeah.
It just seems like a big marketing scheme. It's just terrible.
I wonder what they're going to do now. So they have the 10. Are they going to say? So the 9 comes out next year, or they come out with an 8S, then a 9, or whatever they want to do, then in 2 years from that, the 10 is going to be 3 years old, and the 9 is going to be 2 years old. Are they going to stop supporting the 10 like they do all outdated devices before the 9?
You're calling it a 10, and it could be that they could just keep on calling the edge-to-edge iPhone the 10. They kind of like
10.1.
They've done that before with other stuff too, where they keep on calling it, like there was iOS 10, which is software, not hardware, but it was iOS 10 for multiple years. I don't even know how many years, but it would be like 10.8, 10.9, 10.10, 11, and then eventually they switched to calling it Mac OS. And even like the iPads, they no longer refer to them as the iPad. By it's just the iPad Pro, mm-hmm. or the iPad, or the iPad Air. And
which
I don't know if
they started off
with
first, second, third generation.
They did start out that way, yeah.
But it was still like the iPad or the iPod Mini, mm-hmm. third generation.
Do you have any worries about the iPhone X like coming out?
As far as time frame or what?
As far as like usability.
Yes, I do have concerns. Touch ID works mm-hmm. so well.
It does
so fast. I'm not a fan of the new Face ID, I think is what they're calling it.
Yeah. Did you see that it didn't work?
Yeah, but you know why?
Because so many of the people were using it backstage, but they weren't using the backup one, so that's good.
Yeah.
I think
I'm also worried. I like the home button. I'm not too I don't know if I'm going to like swiping up to get to my apps.
Have you tried practicing with your iPad?
Well, that still has a home button.
Well, yeah, but you also just swipe up.
Swiping up to get to your apps. To unlock.
To get to the multi-task.
That's true.
Is it going to be a swipe up?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Because there's no more home button.
I think I want to swipe up.
They're going to revert to having three buttons.
Sorry, swipe down from the bottom right, from the top right-hand corner to get to my new control center.
I agree.
Is there no software home button?
No.
No.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm interested to see how they play that one out.
I'm afraid.
Android has had... used to have physical home buttons. Now almost every Android phone has a software home button anymore, and it works great.
Ruben, I'm going to guess that you are going to, at some point with your, I want to save it, but I'll write it down in case.
Write it down in case it happens.
Okay.
Okay.
Speaking of tech. The Google keynote is tomorrow.
I feel like we've...
and they are actually expected to announce some pretty cool stuff, so...
Jeff,
I thought I'd plug that in for you Android fans. We're expecting two new Google Homes and two new Pixels. A new Pixel and a new Pixel XL.
Okay.
Are those the Chromebooks?
No, those are the phones. And there's also there are two new Chromebooks as well. So
are those called Pixel?
They used to be, and they switched that. I don't know.
Their marketing is they're so
used
frustrating.
To, yeah, it used to be Pixel.
As I channel Layton.
No, I agree. It's all Google's also terrible at marketing. Yeah.
Anyway, we've got some poll results to get to. Oh,
yes, yeah. Poll results.
Result polls.
So the question was,
did we poll these results?
Should we have an annual podcast? And we got a ton of votes.
Really?
We got 18 votes.
Ooh. Wow, that's
17
a
yes, one nay.
Really?
Who is the one?
I don't know.
Ruben,
it was you,
no,
Ruben.
No, it wasn't.
You
it wasn't
know
me.
That someone did that on purpose.
It was probably Mitch.
I mean, it was Nicholas.
It was probably someone out of state.
He was probably tired of helping us at the live podcast, and he said, I don't have to do that again. I'm voting no.
All right, I think we got to everything on my list. Was there anything that I had missed, something you want to get off your chest?
I thought we were going to go over revenues.
Oh, thank you.
I will say.
Yeah, revenue.
This Stevens Gourmet Cocoa and Hot Cider is on Amazon. So smash that link.
Get yourself some hot cocoa.
Get yourself some hot cocoa.
Treat yourself.
It is really good.
Anyway, the numbers, the earnings from Amazon for July were $45.
Oh, my goodness. That's half of June. Isn't it?
I don't remember what June was. Okay. But August was $86, so we almost doubled.
Okay.
And then September was a drop-off. September was only $25.
You know what, Ruben? I just thought of something. Christmas is coming up. It'll pick up. Because people have to do their shopping somewhere, and you might as well do it on Amazon. I actually do like shopping on Amazon.
Their lightning deals.
My lightning deals.
It's so hassle-free.
It is.
It really is.
So I'm not too worried yet. I am wanting to buy that really, really expensive app for my iPad that would let us have like a mixer and have like
a soundboard,
little loops and such, little callbacks that we can just play at a push of a button, and I'm sure our fans would really enjoy that. But if they don't want it, it's fine. It's okay. Just go ahead and buy an iPhone 8 and waste your money.
Layton. All right, let's give this a go as far as getting to the point.
All right, Ruben. No,
how is this supposed to work? Am I supposed to ask you, get to the point, or tell you?
No. To start the segment of let's get to the point, you say, all right, let's get to the point. And that means that is the intro to the segment. That is the cue of let's get to the point.
Okay. Let's get to the point.
The point is, Ruben, the iPhone 8 sucks. Also... What else
Apple,
have we
done? Apple support is awful when you're in store.
Apple support is awful. Jeff's a peasant. Jeff's a peasant. Stephen's is some decently hot...
Cocoa mix.
Also, you shouldn't try to destroy your aunt's antique teapot on the stove and almost burn the house down. Those are my points.
Well, I feel like you covered. Was there anything you missed?
Tons of feedback.
There was tons of feedback.
There was tons of feedback.
All right, we'll keep on giving this a shot. I do like it. Do you think it would work well? I feel like it would work well to kind of go in a circle.
I agree.
And then we could even keep score. Who can give the most intricate points?
Ooh. Then it would never end. That would make me want to take notes during the show.
Would that force you to pay attention when Jeff's telling a story?
No, but it would force me to do something productive while we're doing this.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. Layton, what is our word of the week?
I think word of the week will be Apple.